Let's go now to Cork, where it's believed the body of a woman may have lain undiscovered in a house for up to 2 years. The woman lived alone on the south side of the city. Our southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, joins us. Pascal, what's known about this discovery?
Well, the woman lived at a house on a street that many of the streets run arterially off the lock in Cork. That's a popular recreational area with walkers and joggers, and so she had been living here for many years, and obviously she hadn't been seen for over a year. One of her neighbours had reason to go to her house, and when he did, he became suspicious and contacted the Gardaí. And yesterday afternoon, Gardaí discovered this woman's body there. Now, it was clear very, very quickly, because of the state of decomposition of the body, that the body had been there for some time. However, my understanding is that Gardaí were satisfied that there are no circumstances of foul play here. So the body was removed to the morgue at Cork University Hospital. A post-mortem examination will be conducted there in the coming days. Gardaí are satisfied that they know who this woman is, but formal identification will begin with the post-mortem examination. I would imagine that that will have to be done by dental records or by other means. And the post-mortem examination will also attempt to establish a cause of, although this may not be possible, but that would be one of the aims of the post-mortem examination.
Is it known, Pascal, if the woman has family and whether they've been informed?
Yes, the woman has family, and Gardaí have been speaking to the family. I understand that she is a woman who may have struggled with her own personal problems for quite a long time. And attempts were made to reach out to her when she was in contact with people, but she wasn't receptive to that. And she made it clear that she wanted her privacy to be respected, and it was respected. And the reason, I suppose, why she may have lain undiscovered for so long is people had felt that she had moved away from the area, rather than people neglecting to carry out checks and things like that. So it was felt she had moved away from the area. The house had kind of fallen into, I suppose, dereliction, because there was nobody mm-hmm. around there. And it wasn't until this the neighbour called yesterday and became suspicious that the Gardaí were called, and the Gardaí intervened at that stage.
Pascal, thank you very much for that. Our southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, there.